Hi, I'm Deborah Lindad, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It is, what is the date today? The 24th of July, 2015, and we're having a thunderstorm today. So you may hear some rumbling in the background. It seems to be pretty close to right on top of me, and I'm getting thunder and lightning. And usually we don't have any problem with disconnection of power or anything like that. So I'm expecting that we'll be fine all the way through. But if you hear some noise in the background, just Mother Nature cooling things off here. It's really wonderful to have thunderstorms. In fact, I live very close. There's another lightning. Let's see how far it is too. Yeah, it's like a mile away. Can you hear that? I don't know if you can hear it at all. But anyway, I live very close to like the thunder capital of the United States, extreme weather. So we'll see what happens. Today we're going to be talking about babies and kids and how to keep them toxic free. My guest today is Laura Seville. She's one of three co-founding sisters of The Soft Landing, and it's a pretty comprehensive website with a blog, safe product guides, and a shop online store for moms wanting to protect their children from toxic chemicals. Hi, Laura.
Hey, Deborah.
How are you
today?
Thank
you so much for having me. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, except can you hear the thunder in the background?
I can't. I was trying to hear it, but I can't hear it yet.
Okay, there. It's just right now. Can you hear it? No, I think it's probably fine. Okay. I have one of those mics, you know, that's it picks up very directionally. So I guess thunder in the background will be just fine. All right. So anyway, so Laura, this is quite unusual that three sisters and their mother would be concerned about toxics. So how did you all get interested in this?
Well, we've always been really close, but it actually happened when one of our sisters moved away from us for about a year, and she had a baby. And she went to the doctor one day with a bottle, and the doctor said, "What are you doing feeding your baby with that bottle?" And my sister said, "What are you talking about?" And it all started from there. He said there's something called BPA in a lot of the baby bottles, and you have to stop using it right now. So being the researchers that we are by nature, it was within us to track down what this BPA was and figure out, is it really, you know, that big of a deal, or is this guy just crazy? Well, we found out it really was that big of a deal, and it launched our entire company, and for the last 8 years, it was the thing that propelled us to find out about all of these toxins in everyday products.
Yes, everybody has a story of what is the thing that made them actually realize that there are toxics in the world and that mm-hmm. they should do something about it. And that sounds like a good story. Good story.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us more about what your business does.
Well, since we have our own families, and of course we want the best for them, and we know that every other parent wants the best for theirs too, so it became really important to us to assist parents in finding their power, first of all, to figure out that they can make changes and really begin the grassroots movement to, you know, empower parents to say, hey, this isn't okay, or we want products without these toxins. And so we provide a lot of information, and that's really what we're all about, is providing information to help parents on their journeys to lessening their toxic loads.
Did you find, as you've been researching all of this, that, how do you go about doing your research? I know that I've been doing this. We've been having parallel paths. I've been doing this for mm-hmm. the last 30 years, and I got interested in it because I learned that I had immune system damage because of toxic chemical exposures. And of course, I said, what toxic chemical exposures? I didn't know there was toxic chemicals all over my home and all the products I was using. And when I learned that that was the case, at that time, there was really no information available, and I had to just start with going to the library. And so how did you go from, since actually every consumer is actually, this is our story, this is our path. What we all need to do is become aware of the toxic chemicals, where they are, and what to use instead. So how did that happen for you? What was that like?
Well, we know very well that you, Deborah, are the OG original non-toxic ninja, and we've been aware of you for a really long time.
Thank you.
And we love everything you do, of course, and you are a huge resource for us, always has been. We were also shocked to know that there was, you know, so much toxic materials and ingredients that we were just absolutely being bombarded with. So we have great resources like you. We started just cold calling manufacturers left and right, constantly, you know, telling them we need to know what's in these products. And for a long time, it was like pulling teeth. You couldn't get this information out of them. So we just kept doing that. The internet has been our best friend in finding information. Now the information isn't that hard to find because people like you and a lot of other people have been trying to get this information out there for a long time now. So it's really a better situation for all of us.
Thank you. That's good to hear because I remember when I started, there was no internet. And so I was going to the library and looking in things like industry journals to see what they were talking about in terms of what chemicals they were using and poison control centers and medical libraries and things like that. I had to like get up and get in my car and drive down to the library and then drive to another library and make photocopies.
I just can't imagine being in that situation. You know, it's hard enough for us to find the information that we find, but having to, you know, get actually down to the basics and figure out the nitty-gritty about each and every ingredient without the internet, that must have been extremely difficult.
It was, but you know what I found, and I'm thinking that you probably have found this too, is that as daunting as it can seem in the beginning, and I'll tell you that I just didn't even know where to start. I did not know where to start. And my father actually bought me a chemistry dictionary. And I still have it on my shelf. It has this orange cover on it. And so what I would do is I just started with one chemical. I think it was formaldehyde or something. And I just looked up formaldehyde in the dictionary. And then the dictionary says formaldehyde is made by combining this chemical and that chemical. And then I'd look up the other one. And every time I looked up a chemical, I'd mark it with a highlighter pen. And so then if I came back to it again, I would go, oh, this is a familiar chemical. But what started happening very quickly was that as I started becoming familiar with the chemicals, I started seeing them in product after product after product. And it turned out at that time, there's more chemicals now, but at that time I had my top 40 chemicals and I was just looking for those chemicals in. And when I found like formaldehyde in bed sheets, I went, aha, oh, I know about formaldehyde. And you know, it was like this moment when I said, oh, I know that formaldehyde causes insomnia and look, it's in bed sheets. And you start making those connections, and I know that it's difficult for, like, I never had took chemistry in school. But what I was wanting, the point I was wanting to make here is that we do see the same chemicals over and over again. There's just a lot of them. And as you just start studying these things, it becomes less and less difficult and more familiar, like anything else.
Definitely. Yes, and you definitely become familiar with the ingredients. It's not hard after spending a little while just studying and reading to know what you need to avoid. And like you said, you see it over and over again. If you read labels, you know what to look for after a little while, and you can say, yes, I'll buy that product, or no, I won't, depending on what it's made of. Manufacturers are a lot more willing and able to provide that ingredient information to people, as since everyone is trying to find out nowadays.
Right.
So that makes it a lot easier.
We need to take a break, but we'll come back and talk more about choosing products with Laura Seville, one of the three founding sisters of the Soft Landing. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Laura Seville. She's one of the three co-founding sisters of The Soft Landing, which is a great website if you're a mom. One of the things I really like about what you're doing, Laura, is that you're really focusing on a subset, a very important subset of the whole bigger picture of toxics, and that you're really serving mothers and how they care for their children with regards to toxics. Not being a mother myself, it's not something that I have firsthand experience with. So I'm really interested that you're doing this and really appreciating that you're doing this because you know what mothers are facing.
Yes, and you know, it always starts from the beginning. If we can greatly reduce or eliminate toxins from the beginning as infants, then we are raising a healthier generation with fewer health problems and things that they don't have to face in the future.
That's exactly right. And there's so many chemicals nowadays that actually are affecting children while they're in the womb. So
yes.
Can you talk a little bit about that, about some of the chemicals that mothers should be concerned about even before their children are born?
Well, yes. It's been shown that flame retardant chemicals have been found in infants' blood right after birth. Flame retardants are everywhere. As you know, there's lots of laws that require companies to put flame retardants in their products. Nowadays, people are using less flame retardants because consumers are demanding it. But still, we have to try and avoid those. Chemicals in skincare is a huge one. As we all know, the skin is the largest organ of the body and is very absorbent. Anything that goes onto it goes right into your bloodstream. And, of course, a baby in the womb is connected to us in that way.
Yeah.
So we can avoid that by choosing safer products and by thereby protecting our unborn children from those toxins.
And something I'd like to just mention is that as adults, we are exposed to a certain amount of toxic chemicals that are making many of us sick and have the potential to make everybody sick that are exposed to them. They're toxic. But then if you could imagine that same amount of exposure going to a child or to a baby in the womb, it's just like their amount of exposure it's like 3 or 4 or 10 times more than we're having because their bodies are so much smaller. And
yes.
So it's really important that any parent, any mother-to-be, any parent needs to be concerned about toxics. It just is that you're really dealing with the most critical population.
Yeah, thank you. And we do feel that way. And we want our children to be healthy. And this is a way that we can do it. But we always do say, even little tiny baby steps, little changes that you can make, even those will make a huge difference.
Yes.
In the quality of your health and the way that your children develop.
Well, what's the first baby step? What do you think is the easiest or most important baby step for people to start with?
Well, if we're talking about with babies, I would definitely choose safe skincare products. There's lots of good companies out there right now that provides safe skincare for babies with no toxins at all. If you do that, you're providing a way for your child to have a very little chemical body burden, which is what we're going for here.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we want to avoid chemicals in the feeding gear once they start eating, in their teething toys. There are all sorts of things that you can avoid, but just those few will make a huge difference.
Okay, so let's say that somebody is listening who's a new mom and she's just learning about this for the first time. What should she do now that she's heard that that she should use toxic-free personal care products for the baby? How's she going to find those? How can you help her?
Well, on our website, thesoftlanding.com, we have shopping guides. And on our shopping guides, we have safe skincare. We avoid ingredients, especially the ingredient called fragrance.
Yes.
As you know, Deborah, there's
tell us about this.
It's over 3,000 ingredients that can be listed or used under that one term on the label of a skincare product.
Yes.
So you could imagine that if you have, if you're using laundry detergent with fragrance, air freshener with fragrance, skincare with fragrance, and dryer sheets with fragrance, you could be using, you know, 10, 20,000 different ingredients just in those right there. So if you were going to look on your labels and see a fragrance ingredient, I would immediately put that right down and find something with without a fragrance ingredient.
Yes, and there are a lot of companies now who are aware of this, and so there's a lot of unscented fragrance-free products available for babies that weren't available before.
Exactly.
And it's the Soft Landing is a very good place to go to find out which ones you can choose. That we don't have to. What's so great is that we don't have to all go through this process of starting at square one to find things out, because people like you and me are sharing the information that we're finding. And
exactly.
I think that that's so important. It's just so important. I so appreciate what you're doing, because it's an area that I have no personal experience with, and you're doing a really good job. I'm very pleased with that. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
So we're coming up on the break, so I don't want to ask you a big, long question. Let's see, something short we can talk about. I want to ask you when we come back, I'll ask you the comeback question. When we come back, I want to know, what's your greatest challenge in putting all this information together? What have you, what has been the most difficult thing? How did you get through it? Let's talk about those things, because I know that, you know, everybody is running into things that are challenges or the things that are difficult every day, not just toxic chemicals, but how are we going to pay the bills? What's going on with our kids? Whatever. It's just getting through that process that can sometimes happen. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Laura Seville. She's one of three co-founding sisters of The Soft Landing, and that's thesoftlanding.com. Lots of information for you. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Laura Seville. She's one of the three co-founding sisters of The Soft Landing, and they have so much information for moms and kids on this website. And as we're all, she and I and others are all looking around and evaluating all these products, we all learn from each other. And I was looking at your site during the break. I've been looking at it a lot, actually, and I find products on there that I haven't seen before. So this is good. So before the break, I asked the question, what has been your biggest challenge?
Well, there's probably a couple of big challenges. One of the big ones is just the overwhelming nature of it all.
Yes.
We start from absolutely level zero, and it looks like an unsurmountable mountain. And we really had to work together. It's so nice that there are, a few of us, my sisters and our mom, who support each other and are able to pick up where the other left off.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to, wade through all that information and be careful that we're really seeing it for what it is, if it's dangerous, if it's not. And the other thing is that, when we first started out, and I'm sure this happened to you too, Deborah, people call you crazy.
Yes.
And they say, you guys are nuts. There's no way they would never do this to us, and I don't believe this. And so that was another thing that we had to kind of push through and get past. It's good that we're kind of strong-willed and hard-headed, because that's what you have to be sometimes to get through it. But, after a little while, it becomes clear how important things are, and so you just do it.
Yes. For me, it was just, it's like once you have that aha moment, you know, you see it and then it's like you're in a different world. What do you say to people who don't believe it?
Well, we just say, look at the evidence. We, you know, people like us and you have spent so much time, and it really is like living in a different world. And you just can't deny it once you're in it. And we say, we've got so much information. There are scientific journals. There are studies. There are lots of things that prove our point. So we don't really have to try to convince people if they are just willing to look at the evidence.
Yeah, I think that that's it, is that the information just needs to get out more. And I know for me, I can tell the difference if I'm eating something toxic or putting something toxic or breathing something toxic. I get a response to it. And I think that a lot of people don't understand that what they think is their normal state is actually less than they could be wonderful, than they could be feeling.
Oh, and, you're so right.
And so, I mean, there have been times when I stopped being exposed to toxic chemicals, particularly in the beginning, like I always had headaches. But when I stopped wearing perfume, I suddenly didn't have headaches anymore. And when I changed the sheets on my bed, I could sleep. I didn't have insomnia anymore because I wasn't sleeping in this cloud of formaldehyde every night. And when you have those experiences of being able to see the cause and effect of the toxic product versus the toxic product not being there, that's a lot of encouragement to continue to live in a toxic-free way.
Definitely. You definitely get rewards from eliminating these toxins from your life, just like you said. People are having health problems that they can sometimes they can address themselves, like avoiding perfumes that are made with the toxic chemicals, changing your sheets and your skincare. All of those things can increase your life, your health, and people just need to know the information has got to get out there.
Good. Well, let's talk about some of, you have so much information in your blog and in your product guides. Let's just talk about some of the other things that you recommend. Like I see here in your blog, you've got how to naturally scent your home.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Essential oils are a big part of our lives. Once we discovered those, we realized that they have tremendous abilities. They can scent your home naturally. They can treat certain types of external ailments, and we incorporate them into almost, you know, every area of our lives. We also do our natural pet care with our essential oils, and there's all sorts of things that you can do with them, including scenting your home.
Yeah, and natural essential oils, ones that are pure essential oils, are very, very different when we're talking about no fragrance on the label of a product. That doesn't mean no essential oil. It just means no synthetic fragrance. It's the synthetic fragrance that is really bad for you.
Exactly.
So here's another one from your blog, safe sunscreen.
Oh, yes. That's a huge one for us in the same category as skincare. And we have to make sure that we choose safe things to put on our skin, and that includes sunscreen. We use sunscreen sparingly. We use it when we know we're going to be outside too long because we definitely don't want to be burnt. We don't want to damage our skin, but we want to have some sun exposure just so that we can get the benefits from it. But sunscreen is very important. We don't do the oxybenzone, which is highly toxic. We don't do nanoparticles because they're too tiny and they get in places that they're not supposed to be. And we, of course, avoid any product with fragrance in it.
Yes, good. So here's another one. 5 lessons your kids can teach you about living healthy.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
We love to pay attention to our kids. Like they say, out of the mouths of babes. When your kids, they know, and they do things so simply, you know, and you can really find out some valuable information if you just pay attention to those little guys.
So what are the five lessons, or one or two of them? Actually, we're going to break in 45 seconds, so tell us one.
Oh gosh, you put me on the spot. I don't think I actually wrote that article.
I think you
on
didn't
our
either,
blog.
But wait, let's just go there. I'm right here, so I'll tell you what they are. Lesson one, when kids say, "Blech, I won't eat that," what do we learn?
We learn that maybe they shouldn't be eating it. And that, you know, their body's telling them something, just like you said.
Yeah, so here it says, eat healthy foods that you like. And I think that's something that we all should be doing. There's so many delicious foods out there, especially organic foods are so delicious that I don't think that you need to eat anything you don't like to eat just because it's supposed to be healthy. That I think healthy food is good food.
Yes, exactly. And you know what? Sometimes there are food allergies that you need pay attention to.
Yeah, so if somebody doesn't want to eat something, find out why. So we're going to go to break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Laura Seville. She's one of three co-founding sisters of The Soft Landing, and you can go visit their website at thesoftlanding.com. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Laura Seville from The Soft Landing. And I'm looking through her blog here for blog posts that she wrote. Okay, so here's one. So tell us about safe and effective hand sanitizer gel. I think that this is an important one for kids, because don't they require kids to use hand sanitizer in school now or something like that?
They do. And that's one of our initiatives, is to try and change this kind of default mentality inside the schools to the more toxic remedies that they don't actually have to choose. You can make your own like we do and use essential oils and other safe ingredients like aloe vera. Or you can go out and buy some. I believe Seventh Generation has some. There's a couple of others, too, that I can't recall right now. But we just go ahead and make our own because it's just so easy. We usually have all this stuff on hand, and it's quick. You just throw it in a bottle and mix it up, and you're good to go. Works the same.
So, there's this whole thing about making it yourself versus buying a commercial product. And I make so many things myself because I know what goes in them. And this is not to say that there aren't a lot of good products out there where they've already made it for you. But do you find that you make a lot of things yourself?
Oh, yes. I am the DIY gal. I do it all the time. Everything I can, I make. And the hand sanitizer, a while ago, you know, there weren't any safe hand sanitizers out there. So we had to make our own. And it got to be like a second nature. So we just go ahead and keep doing it.
It really is so easy. It's it's just a matter of knowing what to do. And once you find out, I think that that's probably a key thing in this whole thing of switching to a toxic-free life, is just knowing what to do.
Yep.
Once you have the information,
and
once you learn how to do it, whether you're making your own hand sanitizer or learning to cook, let's talk about food. Let's talk about food, because you have a lot about food on the website. And one of the things about living toxic free is really learning how to cook if you don't know how. And even if you know how to cook, learning how to cook differently.
Oh, yes. It's a real learning experience. Now, I am not a natural cook. However, two of my sisters are. So I get a lot, I glean a lot of information from them. As far as reducing our toxins, though, we have learned to use safer cookware. We use our cast iron skillets a lot, and there are other companies that make ceramic cookware that we use.
I use that too.
And it's great stuff, and we don't have to worry about exposing ourselves and our families to those toxic chemicals from, let's say, Teflon.
Yes. Do you find that this lifestyle is more pleasurable?
I definitely find it more pleasurable. Not only do I get to control a lot of what my family comes into contact with, but I also get to help other people become informed too so that they can do it for themselves and their families.
I was just looking at your blog while you were talking. I'm listening and looking at the same time. And I came across, oh, you didn't write this one, about Crisco certified organic coconut oil.
That was a huge one recently. That was Alicia. We couldn't believe it. It was like such a shock. And it actually went viral, that little picture that she took in the grocery store.
I haven't seen that in my grocery store.
Oh,
maybe it's because
I
actually don't shop in supermarkets. So, but you know, like this, here's a point though. Like I shop in a natural food store and I do all my shopping at the natural food store or at the farmer's market or something like that. But there are people in supermarkets, and maybe what's going on here is that Crisco is reaching out to those people who wouldn't otherwise be seeing organic coconut oil.
That's exactly what's happening. And we have run into kind of a conundrum in the green or non-toxic community where a lot of people don't like the big companies getting in on the organic, natural food, the real food movement. But we kind of take a different approach on that. And we say the more the better, because there's a lot of people, your average person goes into the supermarket and they see organic, they've heard about organic, and they can suddenly afford organic. And that is what we're going for. So we're okay with it.
Yeah, I think so too. My only concern is that I think that there is a difference in viewpoint between the smaller leading edge companies that are producing these less toxic products versus the established companies that in the past have been producing toxic products, and many of them still are, and in addition to getting into this new area. And I'm not sure about the integrity of the product sometimes. I'm not saying that it isn't a good product, but I think that when I talk to the more natural folks, they have a greater understanding of what the product should be, I think. So I'm, you know, if this is certified, it's got the certified label on it, it meets the same standard. I don't see a difference between the quality of product and buying it from Crisco or buying it at a natural food store. It's just people should buy it as best they can.
Yes, and we want to make these better choices available to people at large. However, for us personally, we prefer to shop at our farmers markets, and we get to know our local people who grow the food, and we really prefer to do it that way. We do shop at the supermarket, too, and we will buy the organic stuff there if we can't get it from the farmers market. But we think this is a really good way for people to start on their own journeys to better health.
Yes, I think so too. I think wherever you are, wherever you're shopping, that you should choose the least toxic thing that you can find.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So here's another one. How to choose a non-toxic dishwasher. Oh, that isn't by you either, but can you answer that one?
Yes. You know, like I said before, the manufacturers have a lot more information available to us now. We were able to call these companies and say, we want to know exactly what materials you're using in these dishwashers. And, of course, we look for non-toxic plastic. We avoid our recycle codes at number 3 and number 7. And we just asked them, please give us the name of the materials. They did, so we listed them in our little guide here, how to choose a non-toxic dishwasher.
Yeah, see, there's just so much information. Here's another one. Mystery chemical, is BPS the new mystery chemical in BPA-free cans, dishes, and kitchen appliances?
Yes.
You're answering all these questions that people have.
Yes, that is something else that we've had to watch out for. BPS, they can say, oh, it's BPA-free, you know, because they're on the bandwagon, yet they replace, not everyone, but some of them have replaced BPA with BPS, and it's no better than BPA. The Eastman Triton is a clear, shiny, hard plastic, and it has BPS in it, and so we avoid that.
Yeah, there's just so much to know. There's so much to know.
There is.
I mean, you can just go page to page to page and find all these, so much information.
Yeah,
I just
want
to stop and read all of them. Okay, toys. Let's talk about toys. Toys.
Yes, toys is a good one, especially if you've got a baby that's teething, that's putting the toys in their mouth. Of course, you want it to be BPA and PVC free. And like I said, a long time ago, there were no options at all. Now there are lots of options. Natural wood with natural finishes, things that are made with polypropylene or, you know, the HDPE, which is the polyethylene. So we've got a lot of natural things out there and acceptable options available in toys.
Yes, I see that too. So we only have a couple of minutes left. And any final words, anything you'd like to say that you haven't said?
No, well, I would just reiterate that I would hate to overwhelm people with all this talk about toxins. But once you get started, and like you said, things are redundant. Once you know a few things to avoid, you're going to be doing a lot of good for your family.
Yeah, and it's like once you learn it, I still, one of the first things that I did when I started was just I got rid of my toxic cleaning products. But it only took me, you know, what, an afternoon to go down to the natural food store, buy, you know, Dr. Bronner's soap and and baking soda and lemon juice and vinegar and learn what to do with them. And then I had my cleaning routine down, and I've been doing the same thing for 30 years. So it's it's just figuring out what to do. Look at the resources like your website and mine and figure out what you need to do and then do it.
Exactly. And a lot of times it's a lot simpler than going and buying some toxic chemical, and you're not putting in much more effort than you would be doing it the old way.
I totally agree.
Less toxic. So.
Yes. Yes, that's very good. Well, we've got to go now. 10 seconds left. So thank you so much, Laura, for being on the show. Again, she's at thesoftlanding.com. And you can listen to the show on Toxic Free Talk Radio again or tell your friends about it. And we're at the end. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. Be well.